And you can check us out at cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. We're all over the place. MySpace if you're in the Stone Age.
Oh, Kendall, you know, when you said to me, Cliff, let's do another episode about Clean Week, I thought you were crazy.
Well,
but it was a good one.
Such a success. Listeners are going to love that one.
It was a good one. Clean Week. Oh, Kendall, do you have a quote?
I do have a quote.
Okay.
My quote is called that. Uh-huh. It's, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And that's MLK.
Good old MLK.
Junior.
Now, I have a quote, too, and it's called this.
Oh, I thought it might be.
And it says, every man has his follies, and often they are the most interesting things he has got. And that was said by Josh Billings. Isn't that the truth, Kendall?
That is so the truth.
Yeah. Oof. Clean that one up while you clean.
Let me get my broom out. Well, Cliff, why don't you go ahead, take us home.
Take me home. Spotless roads to a place I belong. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, we love you.
All right, what another wonderful show. Another great one in the can.
That was good. You know, I went back when we did the first Clean Week in 2008. I thought we're going to have to revisit this.
Yeah. Let me put my dinger away.
Okay.
Put your belches away. The dinger's gone.
Did Mr. Snodbottom, did he leave in the middle of the show?
I think he got fed up with all the belches. Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn, thanks so much for coming again.
A clean tip was exactly what we needed this week.
Thank you. I'll see you next week. Toodaloo, toodaloo, goodbye.
Bye. You know, I hope Mr. Snodbottom wasn't upset about all those remarks I made about the Pope.
Well, I got over it, so.
You got over it 90 episodes ago.
It still bothers me, but I'm over it.
Oh, it still bothers. Well, you just don't want us to be banned in Italy the way Madonna was on her Blonde Ambition tour.
I don't want to be banned from the pearly gates. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Clean Week, I'm going to grab a broom and sweep this podcast studio up. It is a mess.
I'm going to get this box of old used up jokes. I'm going to put them in this storage closet over here.
All right. Hey, is my dustpan in here in the storage closet?
I don't know. Come up here.
Watch that door. If it's shut.
Kendall, why did you not grab the door?
Well, I thought you had it. You had it propped up with a...
Kendall, I've got my arms full of old jokes. How am I going to grab the door? Stop it with my huge fat ass?
Well, the door locks itself, Cliff, from the outside. I don't know why the storage closet locks from the outside, but
it's like Little Johnny's mom. I don't know why she does it, but she does.
Quit bantering. We've got to get out of the closet. Did you bring your phone?
No, Kendall. I turned my phone off during the podcast.
Well, hold on. I have mine in my pocket. Let's see if...
When Mr. Snodbottom gives us our weekly pep talk right before the podcast, he reminds us to turn off all our cell phones.
No bars.
That's what I do, and I left it. What?
I have no bars.
No bars in the storage...
Well, so what are we going to do now?
I don't know. We're in the stand. Who's coming in? Is there some poor janitor who's going to have to come in here and let us out?
How are we going to get in contact with him?
Do people come and clean the studio ever? I don't know.
Yes, I do every day, and you don't ever pay attention to it, and you just throw your shit all over the floor.
I thought we had an expensive cleaning service.
We do. I'm paid in fiber bars. Man, I wish I had a dinger now to ding on that remark I just made.
I know. Oh my
Wait, don't
God.
I have a box of old dingers in here?
Old worn-out dingers.
Oh, here's one. Oh, it barely works. There we go.
Well, just do that. Oh, my God.
We better make the most of it while we're in here.
Well... isn't this reminiscent, Kendall, of like all those old shows where people are always being trapped in places?
Oh, I love those episodes.
Well, yeah, I love the one. Remember Lucy? She got trapped in the meat freezer.
Well, luckily we're vegetarians. This isn't a meat locker, or we'd freeze to death.
You know, why don't we have a big ice cream locker put in?
Because we would never fit through the door to get in.
You know, people probably think that we don't even act like this when we're not on the air, but we do.
The banter.
We're always like this. We're always like this. Oh, Kendall, this is not about, I'm sorry, this is not about storage closets. But this, it had at school last week. Okay, my geography teacher, right?
He came in,
he was not even
Cliff
there.
Continually talks about biology class, math class, English class. If I have to hear one more damn story about bubbleology. Oh, but I do love the sound effect of bubbleology. I just love thinking about the sound of bubbleology playing in the background. Oh, it's wonderful. I love bubbleology. That's the only thing that comes good out of Cliff's stories. I better pretend like I'm paying attention before he finishes it, or I'm not going to be able to give a look on the face like I know what he's talking about.
And he's like, okay, I have the brain of an 80-year-old. And I'm thinking, okay, you have your brain is 6 months older than you. Kendall,
oh, that
you must
is
be
79. So funny. That is wonderful.
I thought that you would enjoy that.
Can you believe we're happened. In a broom closet, Cliff?
Oh, my God. Oh, Kendall, what is in this box over here? Let me dust this off. Oh, God, I dropped it.
What is?
Oh, this is a box of old... Oh, this is Mr. Snodbottom's old divorce journals.
Oh, poor
I don't
Mr.
think
Snodbottom.
We should look through those. I think we might be sad.
Well, what else is in here? If we're going to be stuck in here, let's clean it up.
Yeah, I knew you'd want to do that. Mm-hmm. You're still infected by our Clean Week mm-hmm. episode. Clean Week Part 2. What is... Oh, here's a box of old scripts that I wrote for us.
Oh, well, what are they?
Cliff and Kendall meet Frankenstein. Cliff and Kendall save Arbor Day.
No wonder they didn't make it on there.
Cliff and Kendall's old-fashioned family-style Wednesday. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
What was I thinking? Ugh.
You weren't.
I wasn't. You know, I have the best ideas for scripts when I'm really drunk, and mm-hmm. that's probably what was happening when I wrote that one.
Oh, look at this old box of bad jokes that we never use.
Mm.
We should open it.
It'll pass the time, at least.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey, it's fun to act like this even when we're not on the air.
I know. There's some old bad jokes we got. It's time for
them. I'm going to dust some off.
All right. Well, since we got to pass the time anyway, I'm going to tell you a bad joke. All right, Cliff.
Okay.
So this man, now this is a wonderful joke with like a fairy tale ending, okay? So this man, he was driving home late one night and he was feeling really horny.
Oh.
And he was passing a pumpkin patch, and his mind started to wander. And he thought to himself, you know, a pumpkin is soft and squishy inside, and there is nobody around for miles. So he pulls over to the side of the road, picked out a nice, juicy-looking pumpkin, cut the appropriate size hole in it, and began to screw the pumpkin.
Oh!
I can see why we boxed this one up.
This must have been one you deleted from Halloween time.
So after a while, he really got into it and didn't notice the police car pulling up. So the cop walked over to him and said, excuse me, sir, but do you realize that you are screwing a pumpkin? And the man looked at the cop in complete horror and thought fast, and he said, a pumpkin? My goodness, is it midnight already?
I could tell where that one was going, but I liked it.
Wasn't that a wonderful fairy tale joke?
That did have a fairy tale ending. So does this one, that I pulled out of this old box.
About a bulldog?
There's a bulldog eating mayonnaise, and it looked just like a vagina after the act of love. No, okay. Now, Kendall, a farmer's wife is at her lawyer's getting advice about a divorce.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Excuse me, that's just an aside. That's just my opinion. That's just a little sidebar. Lawyer
speak.
She
didn't say that.
Okay. He makes excessive sexual demands on me, Mr. Jones, she says. How do you mean? The lawyer replies. Well, Mr. Jones, see, if we were on the air, we could cut those out, but this is just life. We can't cut this out. Okay, well, Mr. Jones, says the farmer's wife, this morning I was looking at the chickens when he crept up behind me and had me from behind.
Ooh, like
chickens? Yeah, chickens, Mrs. Smith. I didn't even know you kept chickens. We don't, she said. This was in the supermarket.
Oh!
Oh, can you believe people doing it in the supermarket?
And on the side of the road by a pumpkin patch. What has the world come to?
These were too publicly sexual, jokes.
We just sit and tell jokes. So, Cliff, this man, whose level of drunk... You're going to love this one. His level of drunkenness was bordering... I think I may have told this on the show before. His level of drunkenness was bordering on the absurd. He stood up to leave the bar and fell flat on his face. So, maybe I just need some fresh air, the man thought, as he crawled outside. He tried to stand up again, but he fell face first into the mud. Screw it, he thought. I'll just crawl home. So, the next morning, his wife found him on the doorstep asleep. You went out drinking last night, didn't you? She said. Yeah, said the husband sheepishly. How did you know? Well, you left your wheelchair at the bar again.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, my goodness.
Ouch!
Okay, speaking of, we filed this in the same box for the same reason, okay? One morning, Kendall, a man came into the church on crutches. He stopped in front of the holy water, put some on both legs, then threw away his crutches. And an altar boy witnessed this scene, then ran into the rectory to tell the priest what he'd just seen. Son, you just witnessed a miracle, the priest said. Tell me, where is the man now? And the altar boy says, he's flat on his ass over by the holy water.
Take that, Pope.
Oh, stupid idiot Pope. Kendall, this reminds me of what I wish that Cliff would stop talking
about the Pope. One of these days, the Pope is going to die, and we are going to have to like have a show to redeem ourselves. We're going to have to like have like a musical number where we redo Lean on Me, but it'll be the actual word saying for all the Catholics to lean on us rather than that. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I got more jokes to tell. I better get that. Oh, yeah,
don't
Cliff.
Don't you agree?
I do. So, Cliff, this brunette, a redhead, and a blonde, they were trying to escape a burning building by climbing to the roof.
Oh, my God.
Now, the firemen are on the street below holding a blanket for them to jump in. Because it's the old days, I guess. They're holding a blanket. And the fireman yelled to the brunette, jump, jump, it's your only chance to survive. So the brunette jumps and swish, the fireman yanked the blanket away, and the brunette slams in the sidewalk like a tomato. I don't know why. These firemen are mean. So the fireman says, come on, jump, get ready, jump to the redhead. And she says, oh, no, you're not going to pull the blanket away from me, says the redhead. And the fireman says, no, it's brunettes we can't stand. We're okay with redheads. So the redhead, she jumps again. Swish, the fireman pulled the blanket away, and she plummets to her death. So then they tell the blonde, jump, come on, you have to jump. She says, no way, you're going to pull the blanket away just like everybody else. And the fireman said, no, really, you have to jump. We won't pull the blanket away. And the blonde says, look, nothing you say is going to convince me that you're not going to pull the blanket away. So what I want you to do is put the blanket down and walk away from it. What an idiot blonde.
Stupid idiot blonde. Mm-hmm. All right, Kendall. Speaking of, remember how awful the Pope is? Speaking of that.
Yeah.
Okay, O'Leary showed up at Mass one Sunday.
The Father O'Leary.
And the priest almost fell down when he saw him. O'Leary had never been seen in church in his life.
Oh, no.
And after Mass, the priest caught him and said, O'Leary, I am so glad you decided to come to Mass. What made you come? O'Leary said, I got to be honest with you, Father. A while back, I misplaced my hat, and I really, really love that hat. I know that Shaughnessy had one just like mine, and I knew that Shaughnessy came to church every Sunday. I also knew that Shaughnessy had to take off his hat during Mass, and I figured that he would leave it in the back of the church. So I was going to leave after communion and steal his hat. So the priest said, well, O'Leary, I noticed that you didn't steal Shaughnessy's hat. What changed your mind? Well, after I heard your sermon on the Ten Commandments, I decided that I didn't need to steal Shaughnessy's hat. And the priest gave O'Leary a big smile, because he's real self-satisfied, this priest. Mm-hmm. And he said, after I talked about thou shalt not steal, you decided you would rather do without your hat than burn in hell, right? And O'Leary shook his head and said, no, Father. After you talked about thou shalt not commit adultery, I remembered where I left my hat.
Sluts. Well, that was fun. Cliff, you know, it was almost like in my head I could hear the music, like we were really doing a segment.
It was. Now, I'm going to tell you one more here. I might as well tell you this last one laying at the bottom of this box.
Oh, right? I thought you were done. Let me think to that music again. Okay.
What else are we going to do?
I don't know.
In this damn storage closet.
If only there was a big thing of food.
I know. Well, there's 17 boxes of fiber bars over there, but they may be out of date.
But
they may
there's not be nowhere good to go to the bathroom.
Oh, you're right. Don't eat any fiber bars. The last thing I want, Kendall, is to be trapped in a storage closet with you after you've eaten a box full of fiber bars. Am I right? Now, Kendall, speaking of jokes, the three guys were sitting in a bar talking, and one was a doctor, one was a lawyer, and one was a biker. After a sip on his martini, the doctor said, "You know, tomorrow is my anniversary. I got my wife a diamond ring and a new Mercedes. Ooh. I figured that if she doesn't like the diamond ring, she will at least like the Mercedes, and she'll know that I love her." After finishing his scotch, the lawyer replied, "Well, on my last anniversary, I got my wife a string of pearls and a trip to the Bahamas. I figured if she didn't like the pearls, she would at least like the trip, and she would know that I love her." And so the biker, he took a big swig from his beer, and then he said, "Yeah, well, for my anniversary, I got my old lady a t-shirt and a vibrator. I figured if she didn't like the t-shirt, she could go fuck herself."
Those bikers, they're so funny.
I don't know why did I not tell that one on the show? That one was great.
All this banter in the closet, I am tired. I need to take a break from talking to you for just a second. You go over to your side of the room. I'm going to go to my side of the closet, and I'll be back talking to you in just a second.
I'm going to sit here and read, Kendall. In this box of our old scripts, I found frequent guest star Alan. He didn't publish it, but he wrote a novel.
Mm-hmm.
And so he thinks he's me, a novelist. And so he left it here in this box. I'm just going to sit and read it.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you in a minute after I've rested from our conversation.
Okay. Frequent guest star Alan, thinking he's me writing a novel. Oh, yeah, right. Let's see. Timo and Jessica, a novel by Alan. It was the best of times. It was the blurst of times. Oh, God, Alan, give me a break. Oh, I've never wished a novel had a commercial break before, but I really do wish this one did. Like if this stupid novel was an NPR show, like if it was Car Talk, I would say something like, "And even though Ira Glass vomits with rage every time he hears me say it, you're listening to NPR, National Public Radio." Then there'd be a commercial for some really good product. Hi, this is Cliff, and if you're anything like me, you're sitting at home thinking to yourself, "I wish there were more Cliff in Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast." Well, if you're a hankering for more Cliff, why don't you head on over to Apple brand iTunes, and you can download my new solo EP titled Bang the Tambourine Slowly. Yes, my new solo EP, full of all that Cliff brand spirit you've come to know and love. Full of my songwriting abilities in songs like this one. The sad truth is that the truth is sad. If you fall down a black hole, your fate will be bad. No one ever tells you when you are a child. One day you grow up, boy, you're gonna hurt for a long, long while. Oh yes, move over, Susan Boyle. There's a new homely fatso waiting to take over the charts. And other hits like this one.
Down on the farm, we're all friends. Down on the farm, we're all friends. We're all friends. Down on the farm. Down on the farm, we're all friends. Friends. Down on the farm.
And oh yeah, we be heading to the club with this number.
I got a car shaped like an egg. Just a pack of egg-shaped M&M's.
But that's not all. Enjoy my perfect pitch as I cover the standards like...
All these memories lose their meaning when people and different things have come before. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I loved them all.
Bang the tambourine slowly. What an appropriate gift for you and your loved ones.
Oh, Cliff, I fell asleep a little bit there. Has anybody been by?
No, nobody's been by.
Oh, Cliff, I...
Yeah.
I'm...
What? Sorry, I know we're trapped in here with that.
I know. I'm... Speaking of, I'm so fat, Cliff.
Oh.
I weighed the other day. And I weighed so damn much. And I go to the gym every single day.
If I have to hear him talk about how fat he is for one more minute, I know you're fat. I know I'm fat. You know why you're fat? Because you won't shut your goddamn mouth and quit putting food in it. Do you really not know why you're fat? You big, fat moron.
And I go out and nothing happens. I'm just going to be fat the rest of my life.
I just can't even handle it.
Don't you feel the same way, Cliff?
You know what? You know I do. You know I feel the exact same way.
Normal.
And there's nobody on earth but me that can sympathize with
Isn't
you.
Isn't that weird?
That. It is weird.
Look. Speaking of weird, here's a box marked weird. Wonder what's in that.
Probably old Halloween decorations. Won't you pull them out?
Nope. It's weird news.
Oh, it's like I can hear the music. It,
almost. Well, let's see what I've got in
here. It might be us losing our minds.
I think we are. All that belch gas in here. I've got some weird news in here that I don't think I've ever told. I don't know what the dates are, but I'll tell you the weird news if you want to hear it.
Well, for God's sake, you might as well.
Well, let's see, Cliff. This veteran marathoner. Oh, this. I remember picking this story because it's all about me. Marathon and urinary problems. So this veteran marathoner.
And fat people.
Yes. Veteran marathoner Jack Johncock, 81. Mm. He was 4/5 through the Twin Cities Marathon.
Kendall, for some reason, his name reminds me of Zac Efron.
John Disco Stick. He was 4/5 through the Twin Cities Marathon when he was overtaken by a medical problem common to men his age, urinary blockage.
Now,
as he stopped to discuss his plight with officials, noting that he would have to quit the race to get a hospital before his bladder burst, a spectator overheard the conversation and offered him the use of a spare catheter he had in his car.
Spare catheter?
Yeah, so Johncock, or Disco Stick, he went to the restroom, administered the catheter, and returned to finish the race. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird?
So he used a catheter in the middle of a race?
Yeah.
Ow!
I know. So also, Cliff.
Whoa!
Poland's Polskie Radio reported a settlement in the 18-month legal battle between two neighbors in Mikawice over a plastic bucket worth about $4.50. One had sued, according to the other, of ruining the bucket by kicking it, and the respondent had elaborately offered proof of innocence by submitting video to the of a neighbor continuing to use the bucket as before. But the neighbor had countered by calling an expert witness who examined the bucket and concluded that it was probably damaged. Isn't that weird?
Damaged buckets. Is there anything weirder?
Oh, there's weirder. How about this? Lisa Blair and her six sisters were enjoying a Thanksgiving meal in Hamilton, Ontario.
Six sisters?
Yes, in Ontario. When they began...
People should stop having so many fucking children!
I know. This is like... John and Kate were having Thanksgiving dinner. And they noticed suspicious flecks in the food and realized that their necklace lockets containing the ashes of their mother, who had passed away 2 weeks earlier, were leaking.
No.
It was in their Thanksgiving dinner. So a local funeral service restored them and sealed the lockets. So they really partook in the body of their
Body of their mom.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And finally, in August as Thorpe Park Amusement Facility in Chertsey, England, posted signs on its roller coaster admonishing riders not to wave their arms during the ride. According to director Mike Vallis, we found that when the temperature tops 77 degrees, the level of unpleasant underarm smells can become unacceptable, and we do receive complaints.
You know, I can sympathize with them right about now after having been in the storage closet with you for the last 6 hours.
Shut up. I have got degree prescription strength deodorant on.
Degree. I feel like somebody's been spraying some Axe body spray in here. What it smells like.
Let me ask you a question. I'm getting delirious, Cliff.
Kendall, do you remember who used to wear Axe body spray?
No.
My assistant, Sebastian.
Oh,
God
poor
rest
Sebastian.
His soul. Do you remember that time where we were with Sebastian and this thing happened? No. I think that's Sebastian's blood. What's left of his body is lying right over there.
Oh no! This can't be happening!
It was so dreamy! This is a nightmare. It'll take forever to post another ad for an assistant on Craigslist.
Did you hear that?
What?
Listen.
I don't think it was...
I am Hillbilly Willie. I have come to reclaim my pigs.
We're not your pigs, we're just fat.
We have a food addiction. It's especially hard to stop snacking late at night.
Your last snack was your last. Prepare to die.
Why did you kill Sebastian? He didn't look like a pig.
He offered himself as a sacrifice to me. He was a devout Satanist.
Cliff, how could you not know that?
I guess I should have realized when he said his favorite book was the Devil Bible. But I was lost in his eyes.
Pay attention. You are about to meet your doom.
Oh, Kendall, wasn't that? Don't you remember
that?
That
was terrible, Cliff. I don't think I've ever recovered from it. I know you haven't. You haven't been the same since. Except for your insatiable appetite.
So, it only increased. Which is stupid, I know. I'm sorry, it's stupid. It's stupid. It is stupid. Here, I'm just going to lean on this box.
Cliff, you've knocked off my...
Oh.
You've knocked over my stupid question pack that all my questions are in. They're all over the floor now.
Oh, I admit to hide those from you in here in the... Sorry, that was right in your face.
Yes, it was. Oh, God. Well, okay, you subjected me to that. I'm subjecting you to some stupid questions.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Cliff.
My answers may
be
real stupid.
It's time for some stupid questions.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Cliff. What is the best piece of advice that anyone has ever given you in your entire life?
Put down the cookie. Put down the cookie.
I was going to say, put a fork in it. I took that to heart.
Stick a fork in me, I'm done. Yeah.
If you could uninvent any past invention, what would it be? And now you have to remember that all the ramifications of eliminating this invention. I'm just going to throw this on the floor with the other stupid question.
Just throw it on the floor. Uninvent video games.
Why would you uninvent video games?
I don't like them.
You don't like them because you never win. All right, Cliff. If you could bring back any...
My fingers are too fat to work the controls properly.
To obtain a special dialing wand, the keys. If you could bring back any tradition that seems to have faded into the past, what tradition would you bring back? Mailbag?
The tradition of loyal podcast listeners writing letters to their favorite podcasters.
I would bring that back. No, really, what would you bring back?
I wish people still widely went trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Oh, me too. What?
Don't
make
that
too,
a good
yeah.
one?
I loved that. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being not at all and 10 being very much so, how superstitious are you?
1.5. What about you? You're real superstitious.
I am pretty superstitious. You know, I've told myself over the years, because when you're in theater, the worldly superstitions don't exist. There's a whole different set.
Right.
And so whenever I'm faced with a superstition, I always say, oh, well, this one, you know, I'm working on a film, so it doesn't apply. You know, like when I have to break a mirror for a show.
Oh, right. You have to. You're being paid to.
I know. I can't do anything.
Handsomely. Yeah.
Well, except for all the taxes they take out.
Oh, taxes.
Oh, wait a minute. Cliff?
What?
Do you hear something? What is there someone out in the podcast?
There's not a mouse in here.
No,
is there?
There's not a mouse or a frog or anything. Is that Mr. Snodbottom out there?
Mr. Snodbottom!
Let us out!
Work in the boy, where are you?
We're in the closet, Mr. Snodbottom. In the closet.
Kendall Boy, this is not time to be telling me about your sexual pursuits.
No, we're in the storage closet, Mr. Snodbottom. Look, turn around.
Storage? Oh. You're in the storage closet.
Yes, could you open the door?
Let us out.
Open the door.
Open the door.
It's very prudent.
What have I got to lose?
Kendall Boy, what are y'all doing in the storage closet?
Oh my God. Cliff walked in here and locked the door. We've been stuck in here for like 5 hours.
Mr. Snodbottom, who are you going to believe? Kendall or me? I came in here, he locked the door, he thought it was a prank. You know he's a prank monkey.
No.
Kendall Boy? I don't know. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to leave without asking any more questions. I'll see you both next week.
Yes. And we should have somebody fix this door.
Fix? Yeah. Well, I'm glad that's over.
Yeah, well, Cliff, I'm going home. I have many things to work on for next week's episode.
Oh, me too. You know, next week is going to be a humdinger.
Mm. I can't wait. People are going to love it.
I can't wait either. I just can't wait.
All right,
Will.
Bye.
Bye.
I got a closet full of papes, drawers full of ice. I got a closet full of papes, drawers full of ice. I got a closet full of papes, drawers full of ice. I got a closet full of papes, drawers full of ice. I got a closet full of papes. 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 I got a closet full of papes.